Join us here at Last Adam Tabernacle as we bring Christ to the nation.
Glory be to God. Yeah, give a big hand clap to the worship team. Yeah, they did an excellent job. Hallelujah. God is good. Yeah. And marriage, before you get into these things of honeymoon, first make sure that you marry the right person. Glory be to God. Amen. First make sure you marry the right what? Person. If you don't marry the right person, you are in trouble. Glory be to God. And if he or she is really the right, like, is not anywhere close to the person you are supposed to marry, you see, that thing, man, glory be to God. Amen? First, do that. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. First, do what? First, do that. Glory be to God. Amen? Yes. God is good. Yeah. And sometimes you wonder if you marry let's say you are supposed to marry Jesus. As an example. Again, don't take this to where I don't intend to take it. Now, if you're supposed to marry Jesus and you don't, and you marry the devil, then things go wrong, and man, you realize, man, I married the devil. I'm supposed to marry what? So you are like, man, I have to leave the devil. Would that be wrong? I'm just asking, would that be wrong? The devil, yes. It's not wrong. So I'm just giving, and then people are there trying to say, no, you stick to the devil. You made a vow. I'm just giving us an example. Amen? Usually, I don't know how to explain things well. So that's why I always use extreme stuff. I'm not good at explaining stuff. That's why even when I'm preaching, I always use extreme things. Soothing gaze on your case. No. You made a vow to the devil. You have to keep your word. That nonsense. Glory be to God. I know this is a very dangerous topic, but I have my own views on these things. Glory be to God. Now, over the last 2 weeks, we were talking about the kingdom. The coming what? Kingdom. Okay? And that kingdom is coming. Okay? And it's going to be a wonderful time. Okay? Jesus is coming here on earth. We're going to reign with him. Some of you will reign with him for 1,000 years. Others, you'll just be subjects. Not you, rather. Others will just be what? Subjects. Depending on how faithful you were to him. Okay? Jesus is coming back to reign in with Jerusalem. Okay? David is coming to reign as prince, as king. Okay? And it's going to be a wonderful time. We talked about that. Okay? And we're going to be working when he comes back. Okay? We're going to be working, and this earth is not going to be heaven. It's going to be earth. Okay? So things will continue the way they are, but in a better way. Because first of all, Jesus will be king. And the devil will have been bound for 1,000 years. Now imagine 1,000 years with Jesus live on the earth, reigning, and the devil not in the picture. You see, the Bible says it's going to be a wonderful time. You see, we talked about that in the last 2 weeks. Okay? Now, today, we're still talking about that kingdom that is coming. And today, I want us to realize, by the time we're done, I want us to realize that that kingdom is not so far in the future. Basically, the coming of the Lord is not very far away. It is close. Amen? It is close. Now, if you don't believe that it's close, from what I'm going to share, I hope it will stir you up to go and read more about this thing. Okay? Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Now, we are going to see how basically the process we go through all the stages before that kingdom comes. Okay? And most of these things are typified in the Old Testament. Okay? The Old Testament is a shadow of things to come. So, like you all know, most of what happened in the Old Testament was a shadow of the things to come. The reality was Christ and what Christ came to do and what he intends to do when he comes back. Glory be to God. The first thing that happened to us is that we got born again. Okay? That is the same thing like when the children of Israel were in Egypt, you know, under Pharaoh, you know, and because of the Passover lamb, okay, they were led out of captivity. You know that. In the same way, you were once under Pharaoh, under the devil, okay? You once upon a time, you married to the devil. Glory be to God. Then you decided to what? To say, I made the vows, but you're a devil. You know, glory be, I'm supposed to be married to Jesus. You know, this thing. I don't know why I even began like that. Now I'm ending up there. So anyway, yes. So Pharaoh, the devil, Egypt, the world, his kingdom, you know, then because of the lamb, we are set free. The Bible says that Jesus is a Passover lamb. You know that. 1 Corinthians 5:7 calls Jesus the Passover. Hallelujah. Okay. Now, when the children of Israel left Egypt, they then go to the Red Sea. Isn't it? Okay. Let's open 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 1. It says, "Moreover, brethren, I don't want you to be unaware that all our fathers were under the cloud and all passed through the sea. All were baptized into Moses in the cloud and in the sea." Okay? Here, it is talking about after you're born again, you've come out of Egypt, you're supposed to be baptized in water by immersion. Okay? So, they entered the Red Sea in the west, and they came out of it in the east. Okay? Okay? So, that was to identify themselves with what had happened in Egypt. Baptism, you get baptized, you go in and then out. Okay? Typifying that you died with Christ and you rose with him. Okay? This is essentially what happened at the sea. Okay? They were baptized. Glory be to God. So they were baptized into Moses in the cloud and in the sea, all ate the same spiritual food, and all drank the same spiritual drink, for they drank of that spiritual rock that followed them, and that rock was who? Was Christ. Glory be to God. Once upon a time, they are with the devil. Now they are drinking from Christ. Glory be to God. Amen? Hallelujah. You know what I'm talking about. But with most of them, God was not well pleased, for their bodies were scattered in the wilderness. Then he says, now these things became our examples. These things became what? What I've basically said, that the story of the Jews from Egypt, you know, up to the sea, you know, it was all for our, in the wilderness, you know, it was for our example. You know, now, that doesn't mean that the examples only stop there. You know, it means now we should look at that story until the end, because, again, it is our example. Okay? And I read yesterday that word example is basically types. You see, when he says that now these things became our examples, the real word actually, they became our types. Okay? They are types of the real things to come. Glory be to God. Just like we have seen the Red Sea, baptism, Egypt, the world, Pharaoh, the devil, Passover lamb, Jesus. Those are types. Glory be to God. Amen? So now, we continue that story, knowing that those things are types. Amen? Hallelujah. Now, somewhere in the wilderness, Moses had to depart. Okay? Moses didn't make it into the wilderness. You all know that. Okay? Joshua took over. Glory be to God. Joshua took over the leadership. You know, Okay? And he basically is the one who got them into the promised land. Glory be to God. Now, just like, by the way, I hope you know that the name Jesus is actually Joshua. You know that, So if you're Joshua, we can as well call you Jesus. Hallelujah. I don't know why Ugandans haven't begun naming their kids Jesus. I don't know why people are not bored. It is just Joshua. The Spanish, the Brazilian, Jesus, This is a guy in which team? Man said, call Jesus. Joshua, if you want. For those who are not so bold. And so Joshua is what? Is, you can see again a type. Okay? Moses represented the law. You see, and the law has never saved anyone. Glory be to God. The Bible says that the law, came by Moses, but grace and truth came by who? Jesus Christ. Okay, that's why somehow at a certain point, Moses had to drop off so that Jesus, so that who? So that Jesus, Joshua, can take over. Glory be to God. You know those things, don't you? Huh? Amen? The Bible says we are saved by grace through faith. We're not saved by works. Okay? So that's why Joshua, Jesus, had to take over. And Moses had to what? To depart. Glory be to God. Amen? Now, one thing about Joshua, he entered into the promised land with Caleb. Caleb? Among all who came out of Egypt, it is only Joshua and Caleb who entered the promised land. The other people who entered with them were born in the wilderness. But the first group, man, they all died. And why did they die in there? Because of unbelief. They didn't enter the promised land. So, in our dispensation, it also means, in a sense, there is nothing like once saved, always saved. Amen? You can stop putting your trust in Jesus and say this, Jesus, I don't want you anymore. And Jesus won't force you to continue. You understand? And you perish. Glory be to God. You do what? The only thing that will, it is faith in Jesus. Glory be to God. Amen? You know these things, don't you? Hallelujah. So he entered in with who? With Caleb. Just like Jesus, when he came, the Jews, his own, they rejected him. The Bible says he came to his own, and his own did not what? Receive him. But as many as believed in him, he gave them the right to become the children of God. Okay? And now, for Jesus, most of those who accepted him up to today, they are Gentiles. You. Glory be to God. Amen? There's a friend of mine, some guy, some guy one time, met him years ago and told him, by the way, do you know that you're a Jew? The guy said, spiritually. The guy said, no. You leave those things of the spirit. You are a Jew. You know M, yes? Some guy came and was on his case. You are a Jew. The guy said, I know in Christ. The guy said, not those things. You are a... So he had to find a way of cheating the guy. Amen? Anyway, but the point is, Jesus, it is the Gentiles who accepted him. And Jesus called Gentiles dogs. You remember, a woman who came to him, who wasn't a Jew, who needed help. And Jesus said, man, I cannot give the children's bread to dogs. Okay? So Gentiles were called. So right now, Jesus is with what? With dogs. Glory be to God. The church. Hallelujah. He said truth. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Amen? And Joshua entered in with Caleb. And you know the meaning of the word Caleb? It means a dog. You didn't know that? Because you're always studying Peter stuff. Amen? Caleb means a dog. Glory be to God. So you can see the things were types of the reality that was to come. Amen? Caleb and Joshua, the only two from Egypt. Glory be to God. So Jesus and dog, you understand? The church, you understand? Predominantly Gentile. Glory be to God. Amen? Now, you see, there are so many similarities between Joshua and Jesus. Number one, of course, is their names. Okay? It is one name, but Jesus is just a Greek, you understand? And Joshua, it is now the Hebrew, the real one. So in the days of Jesus, when he walked in Israel, he wasn't called what? You didn't have called him Jesus. You'd have said Joshua or Yeshua, those things. Amen? And there are so many similarities between these two. Okay? We have just seen one, the names, We have seen the other, Joshua and Caleb, Jesus and the church. They are all descendants of Joseph, Okay? Joshua was from the tribe of Ephraim, a son of Joseph. Just like Jesus' earthly father was Joseph, Okay? Jesus had 12 apostles, The Bible says that Joshua sent 12, to go and spy there. There's so many things, Glory be to God. Now, the other one is they were all inaugurated, at the Jordan. The Jordan River. Glory be to God. You remember? The Bible says in Matthew chapter 3:16, in that chapter, that Jesus came to the Jordan to be baptized by John. Okay? And he was baptized. Okay? And as he's getting out of the water, there was a voice of the Father saying that this is my beloved Son in whom I am well pleased. And it is at that time that now he began his what? Ministry. Of course, he had to go into the wilderness, and then he came back. But the inauguration, the public inauguration, for God to make people know that this is a guy, was at the Jordan. Glory be to God. Now, that was the same thing with Joshua. Okay? He was inaugurated at where? The Jordan River. Joshua chapter 3 verse 7. You remember? Joshua has taken over. Okay? And the Bible says, and the Lord said to Joshua, this day I will begin to exalt you in the sight of all Israel, that they may know that as I was with Moses, so I will be with you. All right? Then let's go down to from verse 14 to 16. It says that so it was When the people set out from their camp to cross over the Jordan, with the priests bearing the ark or the covenant before the people, and as those who bore the ark came to the Jordan, the feet of the priests who bore the ark dipped in the edge of the water, for the Jordan overflows all its banks during the whole time of harvest. Meanwhile, now, the moment they cross the Jordan, they're into the promised land. You realize that? Just like us, okay? You got born again, baptized, then you spend time in the wilderness, okay? That's why we are now. But the time is going to come when you cross into the kingdom. Glory be to God. And that time is not very far from now. You see, So the moment they cross the Jordan, they are into the what? Yeah? By the way, do you know why it had to be the Jordan? Huh? The Jordan drains into the what? The Dead Sea. Huh? You see, that's why it is called the Salt Sea, because the water in there doesn't, it ends there. Basically, it ends into death. Glory be to God. That's why again, Jesus, they were baptizing in the Jordan, signifying basically death. You die and then you rise again unto the newness of life. Hallelujah. Amen. With Jordan. And I read, just before I watched football yesterday, I read that the word Jordan actually means descend or flow down. You see, Interesting stuff. Now, anyway, where are we? Which verse? 15, Okay. And so we say that all its banks overflow, The Jordan overflows all its banks during the whole time of harvest. Okay? Now, they were going to enter the promised land during harvest time. Glory be to God. They were basically going to fall into things. You remember, God had told them that I'm taking you to a place flowing with milk and honey, where you find houses you did not build, wells you didn't dig. Those houses filled with all good things that you didn't provide. Glory be to God. And now here, they're even going to enter at a time when now it is harvest time. That sounds to me like the kingdom. Glory be to God. We are man things, but they had to work, and we have to work. When they got there, they were not just flying on clouds. There was work to do. Amen? Amen? Now, verse 16, it says that the waters which came down, so when the priest stepped in, it said that the waters which came down from upstream stood still and rose up in a heap. You see, water is coming down. The priests, they step in, and then the water stands still. Okay? The Bible says that the waters which came down from upstream stood still and rose up in a heap very far away at Adam. Very far away where? At Adam. At Adam. These waters, the waters of death, going into the Dead Sea. The moment the priest who stepped in, they had stopped until Adam. You see, there are no meaningless details in the Bible. This means that when Jesus comes back, to set in the kingdom, the 1,000-year reign, basically death, the curse, the curse that was brought by Adam's sin, it is going to be pushed back, reversed. That's why the millennium is going to be so wonderful. And this is what, happened. These waters of death, they are pushed back up until where? Adam. Glory be to God. So, in the millennium, remember, that's why people are going to live up to until 900 years. Then those of you, me and you, who will have glorified bodies, we're not going to die anymore. Do you understand? Because corruption, will have put on incorruption. Mortality will have put on what? Immortality. Okay? That's what the Bible says. Glory be to God. All they were up to where? To Adam. The waters of death pushed back. The curse basically reversed. Okay? Amen? When the millennium was set in. Okay? So, the waters rose in a heap very far away at Adam. The city that is beside where? Zaratan. I checked up that word also. And you know what it means? It means tribulation, perplexity. You see, again, because of the curse. You understand? And the waters of death or the curse were pushed back up to that place. Glory be to God. Amen? So now, that is what we... Now, remember, Joshua is the one leading them. Glory be to God. Just like us, it will be Jesus leading us. And the moment he steps down here in Jerusalem, you understand, the curse is reversed. You see, people will be living 900 years. Glory be to God. So Susan, now people will see, whose baby is this? Whose baby is this? Then you see a baby getting married, Susan now. Babies getting married. You know, Hallelujah. Amen. A 30-year-old getting married. Anyway, you know, Amen. Then at the same time, there's one of 300 getting married also. Amen. It's going to be one, because man, you know, the curse will be reversed, Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Man, you know, I was born, whatever they call it, an Anglican, though I was in the smart choir, singing Ave Maria, what? But I was an Anglican. Now, so, I remember when I was in, secondary school, my brother used to tell me that, you have refused to be baptized, confirmed. You know those things? Confirmation. You have refused to be confirmed. But one day you're going to get embarrassed. You're going to be confirmed with kids. Because I think it is in P7 or something like that. So the guy said, because I don't know if it is there up to now, that now if you want anything there, like you want to marry what, they ask you, why you confirmed? Then if you are not, now you have, And he said, one day you're going to be embarrassed. And man, it used to, I would just say, But in my heart, man, it was like, Man, this day, amen. Then, but some, I think God was like, let me help this guy. Let me get him, Anyway, so I got born again. So when I got born again, man, that thing is nonsense. And that's how I survived being what? Embarrassed, man. Here you are, you're 40. Now you want to get what? Well, then they put you in a class, man, with P7 kids to start cramming the Apostles' Creed, the Nicene Creed. Glory be to God. Man, that's how I survived. So you can see salvation, man. You survive so many things. I survived being embarrassed. A 30-year-old. Anyway, glory be to God. Hallelujah. So anyway, they entered into what? The promised land. Where everything was in man, milk and honey. A wonderful land. Okay? And that's what the Bible in Hebrews calls what? The rest of God. Their rest. Hallelujah. Amen. Now, Hebrews chapter 4, verse 8 and 9. It says, now, before verse 8, he has told them about another, he's talking about the rest here. But prior to verse 8, he said that God promised another rest. You understand? Eh? Another rest. So he says that so, for if Joshua had given them rest, then he would not afterward have spoken of another day of rest. Okay? So, and by the way, in I think either KJV or NIV, KJV I think, eh? This verse 8 here, eh? They write for if Jesus had given them rest. Eh? You get it. You see, eh? KJV, at the start, they tried to you know, so they didn't say for if Joshua. They said if Jesus, because Jesus and Joshua, it's the same name. Glory be to God. You've gotten it? Yeah, so it's, you see, for if Jesus had given them rest. But the Jesus being talked about is actually Joshua. Glory be to God. So he said, for if Joshua had given them rest, then he would not afterward, would not afterward have spoken of another day. There remains therefore a rest for the people of God. Okay? And the word here is Sabbath rest. Verse 9. Eh? There remains therefore a Sabbath rest for the people of God. You know what I mean? Eh? So this now, you see, the other one was a shadow, eh? The Joshua one. Eh? Now, this one, they say it remains. It is now the real thing. Glory be to God. And that rest is coming. Right now, of course, you are in it because you are in Christ. You know, you have rested. You cease from your works, okay? But there's coming a rest now, the millennium, the kingdom. Glory be to God. And that is a rest that is made here. Hallelujah. Amen. For he who has entered his rest has himself also ceased from his works, as God did his. Okay? So the point I'm trying to make is that the Old Testament, you know, was a type of the reality that was to come in Christ. Okay? If they left Egypt and they ended up in the promised land, okay, even us, we got born again, you know, we are translated from the kingdom of darkness, you know, into the kingdom, you know, of his dear son. You see, and we are in the kingdom. The kingdom, but it says, is within us. Eh? Okay? But the time is coming when it will be a physical reality on the earth. Okay? Glory be to God. Now, verse 9, eh? Let's see it in NIV. Do you have NIV? Eh? Because here it says that there remains there for a rest for the people of God. Eh? You see? And I've told you that word rest actually is supposed to be Sabbath for this verse. Other verses, no. But for this verse, it is clear. It says what? A Sabbath rest for the people of God. Glory be to God. And we all know that the Sabbath is a which day? Is it the first day or the last day? The what? Yeah. Whatever you call it, but at least it is the seventh day. Glory be to God. So is the seventh day the last day or the first day? Anyway, you go and watch it and check it out. Eh? So there remains a Sabbath rest. Okay? Now that's Sabbath. Now, so the seventh day. We're waiting for the seventh day. Hallelujah. But we're not going to become seventh day Adventists. Hallelujah. But we're waiting, what? The Sabbath, the seventh day. The seventh what? The seventh day. Okay? So right now, it means we're not yet in the seventh day. Okay? Probably we're in the first day. Amen? 11th hour. Have you seen? Yeah? So it is a sixth day. Now, the Bible says in 2 Peter chapter 3, verse 8, eh? Most of you know, eh? That with God, one day is as what? 1,000 years, and 1,000 years as one day. So, we're getting to this point where I'm going to try and show you that we are close. You understand, eh? We are close, very close to crossing the Jordan into the promise, into the kingdom. into the rest. You know, into the seventh day. Okay? So one day, he said that, beloved, do not forget this one thing, that with the Lord, one day is as 1,000 years, and 1,000 years as one day. Okay? Then, Isaiah chapter 46, verse 9 and 10. It says, remember the former things of old, for I am God and there is no other. I am God and there is none like me. Declaring the end from the beginning, and from ancient times, things that are not yet what? Done. Declaring what? The end from the beginning. Okay? The first time the Sabbath was talked about was during creation, when God has finished doing what he needed to do, and then the Bible says he rested. All right? So now here the Bible says that he declares the end from the beginning. Glory be to God. Okay? And one day is what? 1,000 years. Are you listening to me? Most of you have heard this. We preached it here like 2 years ago. Amen? Amen? So, if one day is 1,000 years, it means that the Sabbath day, you know, the one we are waiting for, the Sabbath rest, is going to be 1,000 years. It will be basically the beginning of the 7,000th, you know, dispensation. Hallelujah. Amen? So, with these two verses, we can now go back. Because you see, he declares the end from the beginning. So we can go back in the beginning to see the end. You understand? Amen? That's why we're going to go now to the creation story. Hallelujah. Amen? And now, yes, you all went to school. That's why there's no translation, you know, into Luganda, Runyankore, what, those things. Okay? So now, you're going to tell me what happened on each of the 7 days. Hallelujah. Priscilla, what happened on day one? Day one, what happened? Remember, there was darkness. Okay? So the spirit was hovering over the face of, you know? Okay? And then what happened? Okay, if you don't know day one, maybe you can tell me day six. What happened day six? The best way to remember day six is to remember the Antichrist. You know, the Antichrist. Jesus said is what? It is the number of man. 666. 666. You know, So day six shouldn't be hard. That's when man was what? Created. Okay. Let me help you. Day one, light and darkness. So you remember? You see, God separated light from darkness. Day two, what did he do? He separated the waters. You know, because the earth was filled with water. All right. Day three, dry land came forth. Okay. And with it, now the trees, vegetation, you know, All right. Trees. Then day four, that's when the sun, the moon, and the stars, you know, come into existence. Then, day five, we see life from water, The water brings forth what? Living, creatures and fish and birds. All right. And day six, again, like I told you, that's when your grandfather was what? Hallelujah. Amen. That's when Adam was created. Glory be to God. Now, one day is as what? 1,000 years. And he declares the end from there. All right? Now, by the way, these things of prophesying, You're not the first one to prophesy. Prophesying came before you, amen. God was the first one. He declared the end from the beginning. Hallelujah. So day one, light was separated from darkness. So we have to go back and see what happened in the first 1,000 years, you know, after creation. Okay? Do you know what the significant event that happened there in the first 1,000 years? The significant event that happened during that time was man ate from the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. All right? So man, you know, got to know the difference between good and evil. You understand? Light and darkness. Are you getting me? Oh, it is here. You have scars. Most of you, what? Some of you went to what? Boranyanji Ntare. Scars, man. Glory be to God. Jean, you got a scar. You're looking at me. Then after you got born again. And you survived being embarrassed by what? Being confirmed at 26 with man, kids. Hallelujah. And man, kids can embarrass you. They can cram that Apostles' Creed in just what? Even if you add that, man, you get on taking off. But meanwhile, the kids are told, by the this guy is a doctor. But the kids, but they make sense. The guy can't what? So the guy said, these doctors of today. So kids are like, for me, I won't become a doctor. Doctor, man, Apostles' Creed, Yamulema, Nicene Creed. Kids, man, whew, eh? Glory be to God. Amen. Do you remember Price Enyai? Some kid. Anyway, in Bukoto, he was chased out of the what? The confirmation class. The guy was too young. And he had, you know, he was kiddish, man. So the guy would just go there, what? Just playing, man, man, the reverend, what? We threw him out of the class. Then he had to, what? To rebound, eh? So it just means this confirmation thing, eh? It is nonsense. Someone can say, when did you get saved? Confirmation. No, no, say, no, 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 you leave those things. Because it's just an academic thing, eh? Crumb work. I believe in Jesus. Oh, son, you see, I accepted him. It is just mental stuff. Glory be to God. Amen. Anyway, day two. Okay. So the next 1,000 years, what is the significant thing that happened? It was the flood of Noah. Okay. And after the flood, of course, water was separated. Okay. Day three is the most significant thing that happened was that during that time, Israel, of course, you know, the family was born and they were in Egypt. And they were set free from there, okay? And they crossed the Red Sea, you know, coming out, okay? So, basically, dry land appeared in the what? In the sea. And they passed through. Glory be to God. And then there were the trees, you know, In the Bible, most of the time, sometimes trees are representative of nations. Just like, remember, the fig tree? The fig tree, talking about Israel. You see, Jesus said, when you see, man, the fig tree beginning to blossom, just know that the time is what? Okay, so Israel there, day three. Then, therefore, the next 1,000 years, 400, and you know, that's when Jesus, Jesus came at the end of that what? Dispensation. And of course, with him, when he died, you know, that's when the church was born. Glory be to God. Amen. He came basically at the end of the 4,000, You're following me, Then, day five, of course, evangelism is happening. So many people get saved. I hope you know that you are a fish. He told the disciples that I'll make you what? officials of men. Glory be to God. Anyway, now, verse 6, I told you, so man was created to have dominion over everything. And in this, with this place, so these 1,000 years, man really manifested dominion over the earth. You see, man has been able to go to the moon, he has been able to go underwater, he has tamed animals, you know. But of course, you cannot miss this guy called the Antichrist. Okay? And Jesus said, you know, his number is 666, and said it is a number of what? Man. Because man was created on the what? On the sixth day. You see, So one of the key things about that day, is what? And by the way, you are either living in that day now, at the end of it, or you have already somehow crossed into, the seventh day. Amen? Amen? Remember, Jesus came at the end of what? 4,000 years, And he has been away for how many years? 2,000 years. So where are we? You understand? So looks like there's a possibility that we have already crossed over what? Into another what? Millennium, if I should say. You're listening to me? Again, I told you, the purpose of today's sermon is to tell you that this kingdom is near. We are crossing over soon. You understand? We're crossing the Jordan, where the curse will be reversed. You understand? Where the curse on the body, you see, will be reversed. When you shall receive a glorified body. The Bible says, in the twinkling of an eye, we shall be changed. You see, And corruption will put on incorruption. Mortality will put on immortality. Now, even those who have natural bodies, they will still be able to live long. Know these things of what? You're 40 and you think you're very old. You should really be ashamed for thinking that you're 40. You're what? Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Amen. We are crossing what? So Jesus has been here for 2,000 years. And he came at the end of what? So we are now like past 6,000. You understand? Are you listening to me? We are close. We are what? We are close, man. Glory be to God. Let me show you a scripture. Hosea chapter 5. Just 5:15. It says that I will return again to my place. This is speaking about the Lord. I will do what? Return. In hindsight, we can see that he was talking about returning to heaven. Okay? He says, I will return again to my place till they acknowledge their offense. You remember? He came to his own, and his own received him not. They rejected him. You understand? So he says, I will return to my place. I'll go back to heaven till they acknowledge their offense. Then they will seek my face. In their affliction, they will earnestly seek me. All right? Then it continues into chapter 6. Chapter 6, verse 1 says, come, let us return to the Lord. You see? They're returning to, Then he says, he has torn us, but he will heal us. He has stricken, but he will bind us. After 2 days, he will do what? Revive us. After how many days? Those are how many years? 2,000 years. Are you listening to me? We are close, guys. He came, they rejected him. He went back to his place. Then a time is going to come during the tribulation, where they will be afflicted and they'll cry out to him. You see? And here it says, after 2 days, after 2 days of his living, he of his going, he will revive us. Amen? So where are we? The reason why I'm sharing this is not to convince you of anything, but to get you seeking and go find out, read and see my, you know. Hallelujah. You know, Verse 15, let's go back. Amen? It says, I will return again to my place till they acknowledge their offense, the Jews. Then they will seek my face in their affliction, tribulation. They will earnestly seek me. Then they say, come, let us return to the Lord. For he has torn us, but he will heal us. He has stricken us, but he will bind us. After 2 days, he will do what? Revive us. On the third day, he will raise us up that we may live in his sight. On the what? The third day. After 2 days, then on the third day, what happens on the third day? It will be the seventh day. You know, the Sabbath. Glory be to God. The beginning of the third day. You know, he went, then after 2 days he comes, he revives them. Okay? Then on the third day, they do what? They live in his sight. Okay? They're living with him in Jerusalem, live. Not these things of visions. Not these things of a dream. When I saw Jesus in a dream, you know, Live, man. Glory be to God. So are we close or we are not close? Again, you don't have to say yes or no. The intention today is to get you what? Think about this thing and then go and study it. Hallelujah. But according to me, we are close. This kingdom that is coming, the kingdom that we have talked about for 2 weeks, it's coming and it is soon. It's around the corner. What you said, the 11th hour. Are you listening to me? Amen? And by the way, you should hope that it is sooner. Why don't you want it to be sooner? Okay, why don't you want it to be soon? The man needs to get married fast. That's good. However, like I began the service, just for make sure you don't marry a devil. Hallelujah. Amen. Married devil, then you get there, the door, then you have a dream. Married what? The devil. Then guys are there saying, no, you made a vow. Oh, you know. But I'm not giving my opinions on anything. For me, I'm just one. Hallelujah. Amen. Glory be to God. The whole plot is, I want us to be, you know, like the Rick Joyners, some prophets in the States who are called thinking prophets. You understand? So even this, I want you to think about it. Go think, man. Read the scriptures, search. Hallelujah. Amen? We are close. We are what? You're with me. Hallelujah. For me, I got convinced a few years ago that we are what? We are very, no. So, why don't you want it to be soon? I asked you a question and then I was what? This guy wants to get what? Interrupted my thoughts. Why don't you want it to be soon? I said, why don't you want it to be soon? Why don't you want it? I've told you it's a land flowing with milk and honey. With a glorified body, you'll never get sick again. You understand? You'll be able to, with that body, with that mind, the possibilities are limitless. You understand? Meanwhile, the devil is bound away. Now, why don't you want that time to come soon? No, you're quiet. I know in your heart you are mine, but Prophet Davis gave me a prophecy. When that time comes, all those prophecies will be nothing. Just imagine, you got a prophecy that you're going to get a car. Now, in that dispensation, with a glorified body. You understand? Now, a car, you're like, you understand? Yes. Now, some people have an excuse that want to do more. And that's now, if you're really genuine, you want to do more for the Lord before he comes, that's great. But a good number of people are just lying. They know we have to win souls because so many people are going to hell. But how many people have you talked to this week about Jesus? You understand? So it means that your reason for not wanting for this soon thing, you don't want to listen to it, is not souls. For some people, a few people it is souls. A few people. You know, and in a million, there are maybe like one. But others, it is just, you know, we're just too cold. You know, we are so carnal, we are so earthly. I mean, why wouldn't you want Jesus to come? For me, I've never clerked. And if you want to come soon, then man, you pray, man, I wish it is sooner. Glory be to God. Amen? Now, what I'm going to say, I hope it will mess you up further. Okay? This morning, you know, I was in it. So, this morning I read. Now, do you know that there are more than, there's more than one calendar? This calendar that you're using is not the real calendar. It is not the calendar of God. This calendar you're using was put in place by a certain pope called what? Oh, Gregory, eh? I think he's the one who's born is in the Smart Chapel. Oh, Gregory. Man, that's cool, eh? You go slow in that school. It's deadly. You ask him. He was the minister of religious affairs. Is that the guy? Found a bone. One time, on a Saturday night, he's arranging for Sunday Mass, found a bone in them. So maybe it was this guy. Okay, so, but even him, he was just trying to make it better, modify it. So the real guy was, I think, Julius Caesar. You know, the so-called Julian calendar, but now you're using the Gregorian calendar. But there's another calendar, the Jewish calendar. Okay, which apparently I'm convinced it is the real one. You understand? Now, again, this is just to make you go and study. So go and look up the Jewish calendar and what they are saying, you know, concerning the coming of their Messiah. You see, you remember they rejected him, but they know he's coming. They wasn't the one, you know, but Hosea says they will cry, you know, okay, and he will come back and revive them after 2 days. Okay, now I read about this, you know, I've had this thing for years, you know, and today I read some guy saying that, you know, the Jewish calendar things, that the last possible time the Messiah can arrive, based on the time of some clock called the Messiah clock. So the year, according to the Gregorian, you know, will be, okay, since Adam, you know, this thing, it will be 6,000, okay? And it will occur in 2000, Let me leave you guys. Anyway, you go, you can study, You can, no, you, even now, you can what? But the point is, we are so close, guys. We are so what? We are so close. We are so what? You know, he came for Saturday, you know, then after 2 days, he's coming. So if we are, you know, we have already entered the second day, then that means that anything can what? Can happen. Amen? Anything can do what? Hallelujah. We are very close. One time I had a dream. Again, I don't know, you know, I don't know whether the dream was real. You know, but, you know, when I had a dream when I met a guy, you know, this was like 12 or 14. I met a guy, some guy I know. Then he told me the number of years we have left Okay. Then I told the guy that, you mean, yeah? Then I mentioned the figure. Then the guy said, no, don't quote me that, but it say around, yeah? Say around that what? Figure. You see, yeah? And if I remember the dream right, or if I woke up and I record it right, you know, it wasn't 50 years. You know, it wasn't what? 50 years. Eh? Hallelujah. Then in that week, some kid I know dreamt, okay? When the kid went to heaven, you know, in the dream, the kid was taken to heaven and showed, the angel showed her. Then she asked to see her mansion, okay? And the angel said, no, you're very young. Eh? Right now, there's no mansion for you. Because mansion is built from the things which you send, the good works that you do in Christ. Okay? Tithing, giving, helping, you know, all those things. You know, evangelizing, you know, all the good things. Going for rehearsals on Saturday, you know, being here so early, other guys are still sleeping, the worship team is here. That stuff is sending up what stuff for you in heaven, eh? Okay, so this kid was told, no, you're still young. There's nothing for you. You haven't done nothing yet. Okay, then they told the kid, come back. Then they gave her a figure. Come back after this number of years. The same number of years I dreamed. You see, eh? Then in the dream there was fast forward. Okay, fast forward. Eh? In that kid's dream. And after those years, the kid went back and the mansion was there. Glory be to God. Amen. Now, those years, they could have been estimates. So what? Or, now, like, for my dream, it could have been a fake dream. But this kid, man, it wasn't a fake dream. Most probably, it wasn't. Hallelujah. But what impressed me so much was, it was the same number of years for me at what? For me, I've never dreamt going to heaven. What? I've never been there. These people have been there. For me, I just have my simple dreams. Glory be to God. Because I keep things, what? I keep things. So God, again, deal with me simply. Just send the guy, he tells me, you know. Hallelujah. The point is, we are close, guys. Hallelujah. But when I say close, you appear sad. You should be like, yeah! You know, those things that you shout all the time, yeah, why don't we shout them now at the coming of the Lord? You and say, man, yeah, who are married, yeah, you're taking over, yeah, you know. But Jesus is coming back, I'm telling you, soon, and you'll note this silence. So it just shows me that, man, the church right now is so carnal. In fact, the car's coming, people shout, yay! You know, marriage, you know, those things. But at the coming of the Lord, honestly, it just shows that the church in general, something is wrong. Hallelujah. Amen? Why aren't people excited about what? The closings, you know, Jesus is coming back soon. Again, it's going to be a wonderful time. A glorified body. You understand? Where you just say, I want to go to Nigeria, and you can just show you there with your glorified body. Where now the prophets about the car is not good deal. I can just, you know, Hallelujah. Now, are you reading about the Gregoria, whatever, the Jewish calendar, man, those guys have their whatever, their figure, and man, you realize, for them they're using what? Their calendar, not this, and man, and they base all these things on one day, the 7 years, and man, guys, they all have a certain number. Glory be to God. Amen? Amen? Hallelujah. Glory be to God. By the way, today by 3 p.m., you see, their day, Jews, the day starts at 3 p.m. Okay? And by 3 p.m. today, it will be the first of Kislev, 5,778. 5,778. So how many years do you have to 6,000? Anyway, but God is good, but it is so close. And now, don't use the calendar, you know, this other one. Hallelujah. But we are close. Amen. And I don't know if I got the figures, you know, the things right. Okay, as I copied them. But the thing is, I've showed you from this own one, a day is at a thousand years. Okay. And Jesus is supposed to come back according to Hosea after 2 days. After what? 2 days. And those, since he left, it has been now 2,000 years. So it looks like the 2 days have clocked. All right? And he's coming back. Hallelujah. So live with that mindset. Don't be so earthly, Don't be so carnal. Live for the soon coming King. He's coming back. Amen? Glory be to God. So the purpose of this, again, is to stir you up to go and search out these things. Go and ask him. If you're like, man, studying is hard, go ask him for a vision. Hallelujah. Okay? If you don't see a vision, if you didn't get, then ask, Jean, like a year ago or so, she had a, do you remember the blood moons? On the day of the blood moons, or before Jean had, was it a dream? She didn't know about the blood moons which are coming. And she dreamt, man. You come and tell them. Do you remember it, right? But come and share the most important bit.
It was actually in continuation with Joel 2:8. It was two consecutive days. The first dream I had was on a Thursday afternoon before prayer meeting, and I could see exactly what Joel prophesied happening in the church. And then the blood moon, I had a dream, and I could look up and saw the moon and everything turned from the normal color they normally are into red and everything. And the next morning I opened Daily Mail and I saw news about the whole thing happening around the world. There was, I can't quite remember the details.
There were the stars, which were shaped in something like the king, the blood moons. And then the following day, they were like a crown or a king, And in the dream, she knew that the blood moon are talking about that Jesus is coming, the king is coming back soon. Okay? So she was shocked that the following day, then she reads in the paper, said, it had happened in the what? In the night. Before, and she didn't know. And in the dream, it was told, she knew that experience was going to tell her that man and the church that Jesus is doing what? Coming back soon. Hallelujah. This kingdom, Hallelujah. Amen? So go and search these things. Amen? Hallelujah.
And his kingdom will know no end. And his glory shall not abound.
Last Adam Tabernacle, Christ for the nations.